that HTX-202 was a handheld, not a mobile. It looked like an old-fashioned police, big brick radio, you know, square. Fairly heavy-duty, not lightweight, and run on batteries. Luckily, I bought the battery, one that you put regular batteries in it, because the batteries made to charge for that unit don't work anymore, and they don't sell them, except for aftermarket or old ones that people may have on eBay. But yeah, when you mentioned some of the people you talked to on this repeater and the link to FBI, I think one person you mentioned you may have known when he was around, and it's been quiet ever since, was Don, I think W88E, I think it was. Is that the one?
I believe I've heard him on there. Talking about Donald, W8RCY, Captain Don, W8CPT, Sean, of course, W8SU, Wally, W8BD, and here Anthony on there, KC8RUY, or RUH, and Dakota's on here all the time, too. So I just keep meeting people. And the funny thing is, yesterday I was in Midland at a Tractor Supply working on their alarm system, and I just happened to have my door open because I was typing something on my phone, and my radio was going off, and this older gentleman pulled up next to me, you know, was next to me, and he heard it. He goes, "Amateur radio?" I go, "Yeah." And he's a ham, and his wife is a ham, and his son is a ham, all with three corresponding 10 letters, so it was pretty cool.